Economists are still striving to measure the full impacts of the Great Recession. The exercise is inherently difficult because it is virtually impossible to attach dollar signs to certain forms of social impact. But recently, three economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Tyler Atkinson, David Luttrell, and Harvey Rosenblum, endeavored to do precisely that. According to their research, at a bare minimum, the crisis cost nearly $20,000 per American, or about $6 trillion. If one adds in additional factors, such as broader impacts on workers' collective well-being, the price tag could rise to as much as $120,000 for every man, woman, and child in the U.S. Many economists believe that joblessness damages physical and mental health, breeds poverty, and impacts the structure of families. In other words, the impacts of a deep and lengthy recession tend to linger. On top of that, government often steps in to try to offset those social impacts, including through increased spending on social programs such as food stamps or unemployment insurance. The Dallas economists estimate that federal support for dislocated workers and others totaled several trillions of dollars. For WYPR and my recession-weary producer Tom Welch, I'm Anibon Basu.